Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
College graduates are getting ready to enter a pretty good job market. That's according to a National Association of Colleges and Employers survey. It shows U.S. employers are planning to hire almost a third more college grads this year compared to last year. WBUR's Yasmeen Ammer reports that gives the class of 2022 a lot of choices.
At Framingham State University's career fair, Camry Pellin spent her evening mingling with potential employers and collecting free swag. It didn't take long for this marketing major's anxiety about graduating in mid-May to go away.
I'm really excited to go into the workforce because there's definitely a lot of jobs that are open. So you're not completely like battling against everybody for a position because there are a lot of open jobs like due to COVID. So I think that makes it a little bit easier.
So you're not like scared about finding a job?
No.
To all the millennials out there who, like me, graduated during a recession, I feel you. But for Pelland and the rest of her class, it's not so much about finding a job. It's about finding the right job. They have some demands.
Things like teams, where like colleges that encourage people working in teams.
Definitely diversity is a good thing to have in a workplace.
I would need a flexible schedule. You know, I'm going to get my master's at some point. I need people that will support me, support what I want to do, help me network, help me grow.
That was Hope Pombea, Tanisha Jean, and Ariana Nunez, all seniors. And sure, a lot of us entered the working world with some wish list. The difference is, in this market, that wish list is more likely to come true.
It's a luxury. Like, literally, the world is their oyster right now.
That's Professor Alicia Modestino, a labor economist at Northeastern University.
I think that used to be sort of a hallmark sentiment, maybe, you know, a decade, two decades ago. But at this moment in time, coming into this labor market where employers are quite desperate, it's more true than it's ever been.
It's a workers' market, baby. And even more so in Massachusetts. The state needs more college-educated workers to fill its fastest-growing sectors like tech. At the same time, Modestino says there are fewer college grads for several reasons. Lower birth rates, fewer immigrants, people leaving for other cheaper states.
Massachusetts and New England are definitely the canary in the coal mine when it comes to shortage of workers and skilled workers in particular, because we have both low supply and high demand.
Some companies are on a hiring spree because they put off projects during the height of the pandemic. Grace Hunt is here at the career fair representing her employer, the health IT company Meditech. She says there's lots of demand from their clients.
Now everybody is implementing a lot of the new software, and we're just trying to pick up again. So there are a lot of positions, and we're really open-minded to every different background.
The fierce competition for workers is putting pressure on employers, and in some cases, it's pushing them to change their work culture. Monique Cooper advises students at UMass Boston. Most of them are people of color or the first in their family to go to college.
So you'll see a lot of the students that are coming into the workforce are really more civically and socially engaged. They are questioning employers' values and their DEI efforts, their diversity, equity, inclusion efforts in a really authentic, intentional way.
Still, for soon-to-be grads like Phil Miola, it hasn't been all roses.
I was always told that to get a job or like try to get a good internship or somewhere like that, you always want to network yourself. And with this pandemic, it really hurt that because a lot of people were behind a computer screen and you really couldn't get a good feel of the other person. They couldn't get a good feel of you.
Miola is a computer science major, and so is his friend Aaron Moyer. They can technically work from anywhere, but they both want some of that work to be in person. Here's Moyer.
I'm an introvert, so like sometimes I struggle with the communication with others, but that's something I'm actively trying to work on. And I feel like going in person, though, is a lot better because it helps me realize, like, okay, there's people in the office here. I want to be able to try to communicate and really try to get the job done.
For Moyer, building social skills is just as important as building tech skills. So he's expecting his future employer to foster a friendly and open work environment. If that doesn't happen, just know he's got other options. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Yasmeen Ammer.